It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Several years ago, Rutgers University embarked on a monumental and uncomfortable task of excavating its own ties to slavery, including a past president's ownership of black people. That project yielded volumes of books and plaques across campus. But students on campus say that work has not been taught to them in any meaningful way. WNYC's Arun Venugopal reports.
Recently, I headed out to Rutgers University, to a particular corner of the New Brunswick campus known as the Yard. It's a nice grassy area with students studying at tables, talking to one another, or just zoning out in front of an enormous TV the size of a billboard. Towering over the lawn is a 14-story dorm, an attractive steel and brick red building. But what grabs me is the name emblazoned on the front, Sojourner Truth Apartments. Truth was born into slavery in upstate New York and became one of the most famous of all American abolitionists and women's rights activists. The university named the dorm after Truth in 2017 as part of its Scarlet and Black Project, a massive undertaking to explore its ties to slavery and Native American dispossession. But that history is not connecting with many students at Rutgers. Take Sarah Oskolowski, a third-year student sitting directly in front of the dorm with her friend, Haley Becker, first-year student.
I had no idea about the apartments either. I've never, like, heard any professor or anyone, like, write about it or anything. I've never seen a post or anything anywhere.
I had no idea either. That's the first time of me hearing that.
Anusha Shanabag is a senior and lives at Sojourner Truth.
There's no information about her at all. And in fact, I think people, like, don't even say Sojourner Truth. You know, we call it the Yard, or we shorten it to So True.
So true, like J-Lo.
Yeah, literally.
That lack of awareness doesn't convey the depth of the Scarlet and Black Project, like the fact that Sojourner Truth was enslaved by the family of Jacob Hardenberg, Rutgers' first president. Hardenberg Hall was named for him in 1956. Henry Rutgers, after whom the university is named, enslaved people for most of his life.
So knowledge is a necessary ingredient, but it's not sufficient.
Derek Hamilton runs the Institute for the Study of Race, Stratification, and Political Economy at the New School. He says institutions like Rutgers need to be intentional if they want to reach students.
We also need a concerted strategy to actualize that knowledge and disseminate that knowledge through public engagement.
At one time, public engagement was a bigger component of the project.
We had a large public rollout of the first volume, which included the information about Sojourner Truth and Will's Way.
Marisa Fuentes is a historian at Rutgers and helped lead the Scarlet and Black Project. She says student activists were the impetus for the project, which rolled out in 2016.
There were also courses in the history department in particular that took the material and used it to introduce students to historical methodology and the archives on campus. So early on, I think that there was more work done with undergrads specifically.
But those students have since graduated, and the pandemic has heavily impacted public engagement.
There was sort of like a fall off.
Alexandra Rosado Torres graduated from Rutgers and once served as a Scarlet and Black tour guide. He remembers the feeling of standing on Will's Way, a walkway named after an enslaved man whose unpaid labor helped build the campus you see today.
To me, that was that moment. I was like, wow, Will, right?
Today, Rosado Torres is a doctoral student at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, focusing on the history of education.
Now my own research is uncovering the experiences of LGBT teachers during the 60s and 70s in the United States, specifically in New Jersey. And I'd say it was really in large part because of my experiences with Scarlet and Black and being able to do that work.
The impact of the Scarlet and Black Project on students is not lost on Jonathan Holloway. He's a historian and the first Black president in the university's history. And he arrives at a challenging time.
Look, we have legislatures who are now trying to make it illegal to teach certain aspects of our country's past. I'm literally making it illegal to teach enslavement.
Holloway says this makes it especially important for Rutgers University to tell history, starting with its own.
We haven't even begun. And when I hear about people not knowing who Sojourner Truth is, it affirms for me that work is ongoing.
Now, Holloway says, it's hardly the time to relax. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.